So in Sisichin, in the Hakdama Mechayev Inish LeBesume. So let's talk a little bit about this aspect of the Suda, this mitzvah, a very unique one indeed, of Chayev Inish LeBesume Ad LeYada Bein Or Hamel Warach Mordechai. It's considered to be, if you take a look at the progression of the mitzvahs of the day, beginning with the Megillah, the Suda, at least not the way that we do it, is like the grand finale. The grand finale of the entire Seder of the mitzvahs. In the early Hakdamas, he pointed out, not going to delve into that because we don't have much time before Purim to get into all the sugyas, that the four mitzvahs of Purim correspond to the four letters of the Shem Havai. Yod Kei Vav Kei. Now, the Suda at the end, in order to do it right, requires that a person knows how to be mekayem the earlier mitzvahs properly. And that should be very obvious, especially when it comes to Chayav Inish LeBusumei Ad LeYada Bein Or HaMoach Mordechai. I mean, if a person just looks at this mitzvah in a vacuum, it seems very out there, like a chok, inexplainable. A person is supposed to drink to the state where he doesn't know that Mordechai is Baruch and Haman is Horror. What is that all about? It must be that there was something beforehand that was going on that I had to take into account, that I had to internalize. And that obviously is the Megillah. The Megillah is the story of Baruch Mordechai and Or Haman. Baharaya, immediately after we read the Megillah, we say, Shoshanas Yaakov, Zahal V'Sameicha, Lohaidia, everybody needs to know this. Baruch Mordechai, Baruch Haman, Baruch Kol HaTzadikim, Baruch Kol HaRashayim. Has to be a fact, has to be clear. Only then, when a person has such a Lohaidia, that he has such a Das, can he get to the Suda later and come to a different place, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem is a higher place, the world of Ad LeYada. So let's begin with his mahalach, and then we'll go into our own mahalach and mitzvah Shem, which is really, it's not really my mahalach or our mahalach, it's something which is very much miyusad in the Sefer HaKadoshim. So he says here in this hakdama, let's skip to the bottom paragraph here, v'hatam, the first page, shenitztavina aribe hashtia daika b'yayin v'loi b'shar mashkim. The mitzvah Ad LeYada is done through yayin, ki pe'ulas hashtia, u'lahamtik hadin, u'lahavcha l'rachamim. It's to be mamtik the dinim, to sweeten the dinim, the judgments, and to turn them into rachamim. This is a little out of context, of course, what he's talking about, but that's not our focus right now. V'hamtakas hadinim nikra simcha. And sweetening judgments on Bnei Yisrael creates simcha. As the pasuk says, Hashem made it that yayin has a teva to bring out simcha when done properly. Of course, it could be used, abused. In the Sefer HaKadoshim, it's called yayin hamisameach or yayin hamishaker. Those are the two ways that a person can drink wine: either brings them to simcha or brings them to shechris. And usually, the two things don't go hand in hand, but on Purim it does. Let's continue. Over Prapiyam Hazesh in Istavina Bimishta Visimcha. Okay. Ach Yishlahav. Lama Sihia Kazois Mitzvah Lishtakar Ad LeYada. Why would Chazal Kaveya such a mitzvah? Shlomatzinu Dugmasa Bochalam Mayadim. We don't find anything like that. That a person shouldn't, you know, eat so much matzah to the point where he can't eat anything else. All of a sudden, come Purim, there's a venahapachu which takes place, and shechris, which would be considered by all throughout the rest of the year to be inappropriate, not the derech haTorah, all of a sudden comes Purim, not just tama mitzvah, it seems like it's even the tachlis of the entire day. V'enyin hu, d'matzinu b'sfar makdoshim, d'kasher mizakin la'adam min hashamayim b'vroch gedoyle b'li kitzvah. Svarim say that when a person is zeichet to a certain zuchus, a big bracha, Mamish, without any sof, without any kitzvah. Misayir kitchik b'shamayim. So there's an objection. Pen v'ula yivakish shvayim gedolim negi ratzan habari. How could we give something so precious to a person, in this case, let's say a koyach of bracha, potential to do amazing things in the world? There's a kitchik which says, who says that the person is going to use it properly? If a person is all powerful, if he can be a superhero, if he can have many wishes, so maybe he'll use them inappropriately. Not that Tchias Mason is not good. Of course, if you're being Mechaim the wrong Mason, that's not good. But it could be that it's not the Ratzon Hashem, it's not the right time, right place. A person can take away fundamentals of the Bria, like Bechira and Scharva Onesh, if a person is given these powers, so to speak. So what happens is that along with the bracha comes obstacles, comes tirdus. So that if a person has to be very serious and determined to do it right, in which case then the tirdus will be uplifted, will be removed. For example, if you take a look on the left side of the page, he quotes a story with Rabbi Elimelech from Lejeunesse in the column over here, that once he went to the city of Nicholsburg, you could follow along as I say it outside, to go help the Rebbe of Shmelka, that there were certain people, what he called B'nayal, who were being mitzarahim, they were causing him in distress. And then when Rebbe Melech left the city, so he heard the Baskel saying, since you came to help the Rebbe of Shmelka, so I'm giving you 24 hours that whoever you bless, whoever you give brachas to, kasher tivarech mevarach, your brachas will be in this kind. So Rebbe Melech was very excited about that, and he was looking for Yidden to give brachas to. Couldn't find anybody. So he started to cry to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and he says, you gave me 24 hours, and I have nobody to give brachas to. Until in the end, he found a certain woman on the side, and he started to give her a bracha, and she was trying to run away from him, and he's running after her, and he said, I'm not trying to harm you, I'm trying to give you brachas. And he gave her a bracha, and she became very wealthy, her and her husband. But what happens is that sometimes brachas, when we have gifts, it doesn't mean that we'll be able to be mekayim them so easily. There could be minias in that. So he ties this into Purim, and it's not really his chiddush, it's the Chiddush Arim's way of teaching this in. And he quotes it on the right in a moment. Let's just finish the thought. Since this great nace which took place at this time of year, in those days, it repeats itself every single year. And the day of Purim is so great. It's possible for a person to be poyel bias Mashiach on this day. It says they were poyel a nes of Purim, which is literally a me'ain and a dugma of what it will be like in Mitz Hashem, should be that way with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Shezachu acharei lebinyan beis hamikdash hashenis. Look what happened. There was a Yeshua from Haman. Not a single yid was touched. It was a tremendous chayk and victory against Haman and Amalek. They were wiped out, and then they built the beis hamikdash. Is that not a dogma to the coming of Mashiach? Vin kein bevadei sheichoyin ligzer b'yom hazeh al binyan beis hamikdash hashishi shebanu b'meirav yameinu. So the chayr we should be able to ask for the beis hamikdash on this day, and Hashem will be mekayim it. Like we find in the Megillah itself, you know, each time that Achashverosh asked Esther, Ma Sheila Seich, Ma Bakasha Seich, so he always follows by saying, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus V'Seas, but not Chatzi HaMalchus. What does the Gemara say? No Beis HaMikdash. It's not on the table. That happens about 2-3 times. However, the very last time that he says this, Ma Sheila Seich, Ma Bakasha Seich, he does not say, and in fact, it's Esther and Achashverosh's son, Daryavish, who ultimately builds the Beis HaMikdash. So he certainly gave the license for it. And here he was open to the possibility. What we see is that we know that every time the Megillah says the word HaMelech, it's really referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaMelech is saying in the Megillah, Ma'ashir Laseich, Ma'bakash Laseich, that means to say that Hashem is saying to each and every one of us on Purim, Ma'ashir Laseich, Ma'bakash Laseich. What's scary is that he's asking that of us. That means that I have an answer to give. That's what's the most scary. Like if I say, you know, I want a $4 million house to live in, that's scary. That's a scary answer to say to the Baruch Shalom. If he says, Ma'asheh l'asech, ma'abakash l'asech. Hashem said to Shlomo, Ma'asheh l'asech, ma'abakash l'asech. What did he choose? He chose Chachma. It wasn't so pasha to choose Chachma. There's an angle in Svar Makdash and Pnimius HaTorah that wasn't the right thing. Meaning, even after he looked at everything, and Shlomo Mel was the Chacham Mikol Adam, because of that request, and he certainly was smart to begin with, because the Klal is Yahiv Chachma de Hakim, and Hashem only gives Chachma to those who are already Chachamim. But even that could have been the wrong request. And how many of us would make that request if Hashem said on the spot, Mashiach, would we even say Chachma?
What would have been the
right
request?
It's a different shear.
Just so we know for Purim.
It's a different shear. You have to come on Purim and ask me on Purim, I'll tell you. Maybe that's the right answer. And there's a fear in the heavens that Bnei Yisrael may be mevatel certain gzeiros. And they make a whole tumult of tzaddikim on this day, turning everything upside down, which in Shemaim they may not agree with. It's going to cause friction between Shemaim and Aretz. So again, tzaddik can't just do whatever he wants. You know, there's rules, right, that you have to live by. So even if, let's say, the police officer, he can drive over the speed limit because he's a police officer, doesn't mean they can go rob a bank, right? So you have maybe certain liberties in your profession and within a certain jurisdiction, but you can't just do whatever you want. Tzaddikim also have to play by rules. And if they're giving certain liberties, it could be that it's going to be met with, you know, objections. It may not be the right time and place yet for that to happen. So along with the bracha that this day gives us, dahainu, the impossible is possible, comes along with a mitzvah called Adilu Yada, that a person should be out of sorts. Shouldn't be coherent. It should be a maniyah. It should be a maniyah to distract him from what's really going on today. This is the Chiddush HaRim's words. And the Chiddush HaRim, he actually touched this, which is a maisa, which he brought on the other page, that in the times of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a Yid, he was on his way, he amassed a certain amount of money in order to do a certain Aveira, and he was on the way, and he heard screams and cries, and he investigated, looked into the matter, and there was like a whole family who was imprisoned, and he ended up giving that money, which he was going to use for an Aveira, in order to free this family to pay whatever debts they needed to for the mafia, whatever. So after that, so now he was broken, you know, because he was supposed to go do this big Aveira. He gave it away. And in Shemaim, they were clapping and shouting and applauding him and everything. What are we going to do? They were saying, Mayasa, what are we going to do for this Yid that he gave away everything? And so he shouldn't do the Aveira. We have to reward him. But we're scared to give him anything because he's a manuvel. So this is what they agreed. They agreed that we're going to give him the Koyach HaBracha because he deserved it. But he's going to be like out of his mind. He's going to be crazy. And so it happened once that the Yid needed Yeshua. The Baal Shem Tov said, you have to go to this Yid. You can only if he gives you bracha. And it took a lot of work just to get him to be in the right state of mind, to give the bracha, and then everything was fine. But the bracha came with the package. So the Chiddushim used that story to touch what goes on in Purim. We get big stuff. But it comes along with the mitzvah that you have to drink Adil Yada if you want to exercise these brachas. That's what he touched.
Is that this whole Ma'ashel Asich Ma'abek Asich, is it Taka by the Suda? Or is it?
It would seem that way.
Yeah.
It's the Tachlis of the Avodah, yeah. Yeah. Now, what we see from here, first of all, is the amazing power, you could say that, potential of Purim. It really is the greatest day of the year. You know, the Zohar says, and he talks about this in a different section, the Tikkun Zohar says, Purim is Yom HaKippurim, that Yom Kippur is Kippurim. And the Visioner says in other tzaddikim, that when you say ki, like, it means that what you're comparing it to is higher than what you are comparing with. So if you're saying it's Kippurim, you're saying Yom Kippur is Kippurim, it's only like Purim. But of the two, Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. And that's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that Yom Kippur is a day of Inui. It's a day of suffering, it's a day of pain, of Yisurin. And through the Yisurin, though, we're able to be poil big things for Klai Yisrael, Sticha, Mechila, Kapara, and much, much more. Purim is bigger because you're being able to be poil through Achila and Shtia. That's like the Gvula of the Sitra Achra. You're able to be poil just as much. And that's how the Zohar says, Yom Kippur is a day that right now it's Inui, but Asidalis Angabe, that in the times of Mashiach Tidkenu, there's going to be a big oneg. Inui will turn into oneg. That's what's going to happen. So Purim is like a me'ain of what Yom Kippur will look like, eventually, through all the oneg which takes place on Purim. Because you know Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. So Shabbos is a day of oneg. So where's the oneg of Shabbos if Yom Kippur is Shabbos? It's called Shabbos Shabbosai. Teretz is that right now it hasn't been Mesukah Nagamre. Yom Kippur needs to be fixed. What's holding Yom Kippur from being fixed is Tisha B'Av. And this is obviously big sugyas in discussing Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. We're only passing through, but we'll just mention as we're going through it that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, they have the same halachas. The Chamishi Inuyim, the fast starts in the night, they're almost identical. Because Yom Kippur really should be like Shabbos and have its own like Shabbos, but until Tisha B'Av is fixed up, so it's holding Yom Kippur back. Al Kopanim.
Don't we normally say the Nichnas Yayin Yetzer Sod.
Yeah.
So seemingly this mitzvah to drink is trying to block out or trying to not allow you to ask for things that would be more than you really should ask for.
Mm-hmm.
But we say that Nechma Sayin Yetzer Sod means that the person's penis, his deepest, the deepest parts of him come out when he drinks. So the deepest parts of him are really the things that he wants most. The Frabba Tzadikim, where their deepest ratzon is to daven for Mashiach, then wouldn't that end up coming out through the ayin? But isn't that what the ayin is trying to prevent from happening?
I don't know. Did you ever have this when you drank, that your deepest stuff came out? And yeah, I don't know. Perhaps. I mean, you're touching on a point which we're going to get to in a minute, Hashem, which is what the Chiddush Urim's final comment on this, which really will, I think, will address your point, which is a very good point.
Is the point that it's supposed to stop you from making bakashas, or is it that if you can make bakashas despite having that, then you're allowed to?
Right, yeah.
It's supposed to refine your bakashas.
Yeah, both. Yeah, both, but maybe even something else. That's what the Chiddush Urim is going to do. It's going to give us a different angle, which I think is a very beautiful Chiddush. And we're going to try to explain it a little bit, and we'll probably won't even get to what we were going to say. But that's fine. It's part of what this is all about, Adel Yada. So, what we see and what we should recognize is that Purim is major. Major. It could even be the biggest day, which is why probably just one day. It's like a lightning bolt which comes into the world and then it goes away. And we feel that way. I mean, Purim is a day of tremendous, tremendous energy, and if a person is in touch with Purim and he knows what it means, the Yisratan of Purim, he's thinking to himself, like, how do I maximize this? Said a Remez once that the fact that Purim is Ki Yom HaKippurim is like Purim, so that means Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. So I wanted to say that the reason why Purim is greater than Yom Kippur is because the climax of Yom Kippur is Ne'ilah. Everybody knows Ne'ilah is the Yimayach Shalemah Ne'ilah. So imagine a whole day of Ne'ilah. Imagine a whole day of Ne'ilah. So Purim is a whole day of Ne'ilah. Vingur Ramez. If you take the word Ne'ilah and you make a milui, meaning if you spell it out, So nun is nun vav nun, and then the ayin is ayin yud nun, and then the yud is yud vav dalid, right? Lamed is lamed mem dalid, and then hey, I think is hey hey, because there's three ways to do hey: hey yud, hey aleph, and hey hey. So if you spell out an ila like that, b'miloy, it's gematria pur. And the limud is that a full ni'ila, meaning ni'ila b'miloy, meaning a full blown ni'ila, a whole gans etag, that's called pur. That's pur. Nobody sleeps during ni'ila. All your kreiches into it. That's aleph when it comes to pur. Now take a look. Take a look at the left side over here in Tess, and Daf Kuf Nun Vav. Mesiras Nefesh Lishtos Afidu Leyucha Levakesh Tzachav. The Mesiras Nefesh to drink, even though I won't be able to make requests. So now he says, Ha'inin Ezeh Ma'esa Na'am Ba'al Shem Tov, Muvi B'chidu Sherim. So everything which I just said, says the Sif Sechein, is a quote from the Chidu Sherim. But this is how he concluded this thought. The Bepurim Yish Kol Kach Eis Ratzon. It's so much an Eis Ratzon. She called Ish Yisrael Yuchal Lifalein Shir, that a person can accomplish endless amounts. Ach Pen Yidrish Shalik Ahoygen Kivdu Chazal B'Kais. That was our Yisod. They were Mechabedus with a Kais so that we shouldn't ask an improper request. V'Sim Echidush Arim, and Echidush Arim says the following thing. It's not possible that if Chazal gave us a takana to drink ad lo yada, that by doing that we're going to lose out on the eis ratzon of making requests. It's not possible. I say, says Chiddush Arim, that Hashem will have more nachas ruach if we listen to the mitzvah of Chazal to drink than to think about how we can get around it and to make requests. That should be like, should be dancing, maybe, such a chiddush from the Chiddush Arim, to see that angle. Mer she yichavin levakish over atzmo tayos af shifu. If we had to make a decision as to what we were going to ask of Ribbono Shel Olam, again, that's a very scary thing. I hope at this point I wouldn't trust myself to make any requests on my own to ask Hashem what it is I want from Him. It's a scary thing. It's a very scary thing. If we even know what it meant, Ribbono Shel Olam, we wouldn't be able even to open our mouths. Hashem says to me, what is it that you want? Open up our mouths, Ribbono Shel Olam, to make a request. That's really part of what comes out of this mitzvah. Says the Chiddush Arim, if Chazal is saying that it's a day that they request and it's coming down la de lo yada, so it's a takanas Chazal, it's a mitzvah. So the right thing to do is to do the mitzvah. Because chacham leiv yikach mitzvah. So the person, he wants to do mitzvahs. We want to do the Ratzon Hashem. There's no Ratzon Hashem that I should make requests. That's a certain gift that the Min HaShemayim, that the person has a certain schar that he has that. But now that I have a mitzvah in front of me, so what comes first? My reward for the Eis Ratzon because of the Neis of Purim? Or a mitzvah? I don't look at the mitzvah as like a way to take me out. No, if this is a mitzvah, then it's the Ratzon Hashem. And it says clearly, you can't lose by drinking Ad L'Yada and getting to a state where you can't make requests is bigger than if you're able to be in a state that you're able to make requests. That's bigger. That's why you don't find a poem, you know, go to a tzaddik and say, okay, he makes a clap, now's the time I'm making my request. I drink Ad Lo Yada, feeling a little better now. Where's the mic? I'm gonna make my request. Baruch Shalom, I hope that you're listening to this. Doesn't happen. A person is Meister Nefesh. He gives up his ratzah. He gives up his nefesh to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. That if this is your mitzvah, this is what you want me to do, I don't even understand what this is all about. Why would he even want me to be in a state of that I should understand the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. Why? I don't even know what this is about, but if this is what you want, I give it to you. Big madrega, when you put it into perspective. In terms of like what's going on. So I think we at least have some type of a perspective of this mitzvah. going back to the Megillah, understanding the nature of the day, the Schar, the Mashal, the Baal Shem Tov, the Chidush Harim, and with this.
So why does the Chidush Harim have to give his answer that it's because the day is so great and it's, how couldn't he just say, this is what Hashem wants and go do it? This is the Ratzon. Why does he have to give this whole answer that it's preventive because it's such a great day?
Because then you wouldn't understand the Mesiras Nefesh.
Oh.
Right, you have to be built Sunday.
Sounds like these are Nachashruach Mavatal. These are David HaMelech words. It sounds like Purim is a shortcut to the level of David.
Well, Purim has a lot to do with David HaMelech. I spoke about that in the Shabbos, actually. But yes, but there's no shortcut. Like, a person has to go through the Megillah and he has to do.
Right. I mean, is it bypassing the Chachma and Das of Yosef?
Yeah, well, kind of. Yeah, that's what an Eis Ratzon is. Eis Ratzon means that usually there's a certain Hishtalshulis that you have to go through. A certain Seder you have to go through in order to get to a certain Madrigal, a certain plateau. Like, you can't be the Ragachov overnight, you know? It just doesn't happen. However, if there's an Eis Ratzon, then you can have a moment, because it's an Eis Ratzon, that you could be the Ragachov now. That's what happens. Every person comes to a place on Purim where it's like a ne'ilah. It's a special time. It's an Eis Ratzon. That's what it is. You can call that David, but it's an Eis Ratzon.
According to the Chiddush Harim, when one is actually at that state of Atlo Yada, he shouldn't be asking for anything. Is that what he said?
So it sounds like. That's really what Adla Yada means. Adla Yada means I don't know anything. How can you even, if you understand what it means, Adla Yada, in a broader context, rather than just like, I don't know the difference between Baruch, Mordechai, and Arhaman, if you don't understand that, you really don't understand anything. That's basic, if you don't understand that. Like, you don't understand ABCs, Aleph Beis. But that's really part of the goal, that's really part of the Tachlis. And maybe we will have a little time to go into this other angle of Adla Yada. We spoke about, in setting up the Yesod, that there's Lohaidia, establishing with a clarity that there's a Baruch Mordechai and a Nar Haman. And then over the course of the day, we come to the grand finale, which is this move of Adla Yada that I don't know. And those who are familiar with this Yesod, it comes up a lot in Sfar Magdashim, the words Tachlis Hayedia Shalai Neda. The purpose of all knowledge is to know that I don't know anything. There's no shir for a Talmud Chacham. In Pnimius, there's no shir. In Niglas HaTorah, there's a shir. Right? The Ramah talks about it. The Ramah says, if a person knows Rov Shas, and he can ask her, have Masu Matan conversation in all areas of Halacha, then he's called the Talmud Chacham. In Pnimius HaTorah, that's not the definition of a Talmud Chacham. Because in Pnimius HaTorah is the Ein Sof of Torah. And when there's Ein Sof, so then there's no end. There's no beginning and there's no end. So there's a different criteria. There is a criteria, that's for a different time to establish what that is. But one of the ways to explain what a Talmud Chacham is in Pnimius HaTorah is this. You may not know Kol HaTorah Kula, or be able to know Kol HaTorah Kula, because it's endless. But if you know from the little which you know, or the a lot that you know, that you really haven't begun to know anything, then you have now a dveikus, a negiyah, a little bit in this inyan, which is that Torah is Ein Sof. If you could really be margish, that Torah is Ein Sof. If you really feel that you don't know anything, and everything which you learn brings you into humility, that really Torah Hashem is endless, like the Baal Shem Tov touches the pasuk, Torah Hashem Tamima. Pashup Shad is, the Torah is complete, it's perfect. Baal Shem Tov says, Torah Shem Tamima means that after all the tzaddikim throughout all the generations, Moshe, Yeshua, the Zakenim, the Tanoim, the Maraim, the Ga'ainim, the Vonagain, and the Talmidim, and the Baal Shem Tov, nobody has even touched the Torah. They haven't taken anything out of it. It's still Tamima, as if nobody has learned anything. Person can teach Torah and Tumah that way and really be margish that. That means he knows a lot. But he doesn't know anything until he knows that he really hasn't begun to learn Hashem's Torah. That is one definition of Pnimius, what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, the hashlama, the completion of every das, is to know that I really haven't touched anything. Tachlis hayediyah shelo neda. So therefore, that's called the shleimus of das. Purim begins with a das of a lehayediyah, and at the end of it, even something which is so basic, called Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman, we say about that, Adzalo Yad, I don't know anything. And there's a certain segula which takes place through the shtiyah, through the drinking, that a person, because of the Eser Ratzon, can come to a place that he can understand the pnimius of this das, the pnimius of this musa called Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. I always have to catch myself when I say those words, because I give a lot of shiur in Baruch Hashem on the concept of Baruch Haman. You ever heard of that? Baruch Haman? The Arizal says that you're supposed to drink Ad L'Yada until you say Baruch Haman. That's the later part of the Saktam. You ever heard about that, Ari? No? Until you say Baruch Haman? So I usually don't give shiur on Baruch Mordechai because it's the obvious thing. So I usually talk about Baruch Haman. So I always have to catch myself. I always want to say Baruch Haman. Baruch Mordechai is the das. Baruch Haman is the ein das. So what does it mean to come to a place of Adz lo yada, that a person should he doesn't know Baruch Mordechai, that he should even say Baruch Haman? Which maybe we're not going to have time obviously now to get to it, but the shot is like this. The fact that we take for granted such simple truths that the good guys are good and the bad guys are bad, that's Ratzon Hashem. That can't be taken for a given. If somebody would come along and say, who says bad is bad and good is good? I want good to be bad and bad to be good. Who's you to tell me? What's the answer to that question? What do you mean? Everybody knows that this is right. It's logical, it's sensical. Who says that your logic is right? Who created logic? Who created sense? There's only one answer to that question. Because there's a David Shtey created the world, and this is what he made. Like we say, Atok Kainan Tamei Sharim. We say on Friday night, you created what is called Yashar. And people have a Yashar, Selokim Asas Adam Yashar, because Hashem created man that way. And it's ingrained within us because there's a Bayi who wanted it that way. But if you were to come along and to say, I don't want it that way anymore. I want that there should be Ritzichas now, there should be Gnevas now, we would have to do it. That's the Ratzon Hashem. He determines what it is. It wouldn't even be ra anymore. It would be good. Now we can't even think in those terms because we think that this Metzias is the real Metzias, that it could only be this way. But it's not true. He can make whatever he wants. He can make eyeballs on the feet. He can make three fingers if he wants. And he can say that's normal. To us it's not, because we live in a world which we take this Metzias for granted. But he can make whatever he wants normal. And so therefore, if Hashem says Baruch Haman and Ara Mordechai, that's my Ratzon, that becomes normal. Everything is relative. Listen to this medrash, and with this medrash, I think it really gives us a pesach into this with this more clarity. Listen to this medrash pliya, Parashas Bereishis. It says on the pasuk vayhi erev vayhi boiker, vayhi erev ze maseim shel rishayim. The acts of the rishayim is called erev. Vayhi boiker ze maseim shel tzadikim. It's called boiker. Says the Medrash, Adayin ain't the idea of a Eze Chafet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoseh. I still don't know what Hashem wants more. If you would rather have Ma'aseh Tzadikim or Ma'aseh Rishon. I don't know. Kishu Oimer, when it says the Vayar Lokim Esa Or Ki Ta'iv, when Hashem says about the Or that it's Ta'iv, have you Oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chafet Tziori Semaseh Moshal Tzadikim. Now I know that Hashem wants more the action of Tzadikim than He wants the action of Rishon. So how do you explain this Medrash? You really don't know. You're a medrash. You're a tana. You really don't know whether Hashem wants this more or that more. The ma'aser tzedek and ma'aser rishayim. How could you not know that? Teretz is because if you go back to ma'aser bereishis, Hashem created everything. He could have created whatever he wanted. He could have said choyshech is good and or is bad. Tzaddik is bad and rasha is good. But he didn't. Why do we know that that's not the case? Because it says vayalakim asarik titoiv. Hashem says about the or that it's toiv, and he didn't say that about the choyshech. But he could do whatever he wants. So when we establish a lehaidia that we know, and then we come to the place at the end of the day called Adz L'Yada, that's the completion of that das. Why? Because within the das, there's a ratzon, and that's called keser. If you want to talk sphere talk, you would say it like this. There's keser, chachma, bina, and das. Keser being at the top in the middle, chachma to the right, bina to the left, das down the middle. Das is considered to be like the chitzonias, the external part of the ratzon, which is called the keser. By being mevatel the das, you come to the ratzon. There's no tam for ratzon. You may know with a das that Hashem created a certain mitzvah called Baruch Mordechai and Or Haman. However, if you're mevatel that das, that's called ad lo yada, you allow the pnimius of the das to shine forth, and that's called ratzon, that's called the keser. And what do you see in ratzon? Ratzon says Hashem could do whatever he wants. If he wants that Baruch should be Haman and Or should be Mordechai, that's what it's going to be. That's a higher dagger than das. You're not making yourself into a fool. You're tapping into a place within yourself and within the Bria that you believe with the clarity that Hashem could do whatever he wants. And in a way, that's even bigger than the Eis Ratzon. Because if Hashem gives you an Eis Ratzon, now we're tying this forth and the forth back together, the Eis Ratzon means that Hashem is saying, I'm giving you an Eis Ratzon that you can do whatever you want right now. That comes with a lot of precaution, and it comes with a lot of warning signs. Meaning, be careful, be careful, be careful. That you use this properly if you have an Eis Ratzon. Because this may be something which is higher than your Madriga, which is why it comes with all the Bilbulim. If you come to a place where you know that Hashem could do whatever he wants, that he's the Baal HaRatzon, and the Eis Ratzon comes from his Ratzon, and you understand that with the clarity, then you own that. And it belongs to you. You're tapped into that place. You have a Yedi in that. It's scary to make calls and to make requests if you're in the world of Chitzon, it's called Das, of Baruch Mordechai Zanar HaHaman. You really wouldn't know what to ask because you're in the Chitzonius. But if you get into the Pinius and you know that everything is Ratzon Hashem, then you're locked in and you'll probably make the right decision. If you know that everything just follows the Ratzon Hashem. So you may be giving up an opportunity to make a request, but that's chitzonius to you. That's just a matzah which you're in. By drinking ad leather, you come to a much higher shayrish where you become that. You understand that? That's a much higher darga. Much higher. Okay, we should be zeicha to drink the Shem Shemaim, to be zeicha, to be tapped into the Ratzon Hashem and everything that you do, into the Arash Mashiach Tzikin, and we're going to make it one.